Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Hey guys, over here. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Anna, you're okay.
We were so worried about you.
It's really great to see you, Anna. Could I maybe hug you?
I'd love a hug, Emmy. Thanks. It's really good to be back.
I can imagine.
So wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Naya. So, what happened at the Dream Academy?
Everything is just gone. Computers, furniture, boxes and boxes of your dream tapes. So obviously, my first thought was Henry.
Mine too.
Same. Ugh, Henry.
And there was a letter for me, supposedly from the director, saying she told Henry to take it all. But the more I think about it, that really doesn't compute for me. And I'm sorry, Anna. I keep forgetting that the director's your mother. I should stop calling her the director.
It's fine. And the Henry thing doesn't compute for me either.
Actually, Anna, I brought a few tapes of yours home to listen to before Emmy suggested that I shouldn't be listening without your permission. So we still have those. Here, you should have them.
Oh, wow. Thanks. And I don't mind if you listen. I mean, I want to listen too, of course.
Great. Because it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the fear now is that if Henry has the other tapes, there might be something on them. Some kind of clue that will help him find what he needs?
Well, he needs the Violet Kilner.
Here we go again. More Kilners. Great.
I've never heard of a Violet one. Like, it's not in the Book of Kilners, which is also gone, by the way.
Well, I'd never heard of a Violet one before either. Henry told me that the page about it was ripped out of the Book of Kilners, and I doubt that there's anything about it on my tapes. And it didn't seem like Garvin or Crowley heard of it before either.
So how do we try to get ahead of Henry in all this?
Well, we have a few tapes, which might not even matter, but we should still listen. And we have the internet.
And we have Emmy, most important of all.
So true. So, we can try to do a deep dive and see if we can figure out who Henry is the old-fashioned way?
Sure.
I brought my laptop. Let me see what I can find. What's his last name?
Staten. At least that's what was on his resume.
On it.
Awesome. And Anna, you'll listen to the tapes?
Sure. It's weird there were so many, and now they're gone. Except for these five. I can't say I even remember making any, let alone the dreams themselves.
I've been wondering, and maybe, Anna, you would have some insight on this. What do dream breachers believe about predictive dreaming? Like, dreams as prophecy. Is that why they wanted you to record your dreams? Because they think you'll predict things?
I don't actually know.
That's a thing? Predictive dreaming?
Well, certainly in African-American culture. There's stories throughout history, like people believe Harriet Tubman had prophetic dreams about the Underground Railroad. Harriet herself believed she was experiencing visions from God in her dreams, and that they guided her during her journeys.
That's amazing, Naya.
Truly.
Isn't it?
Hey, by the way, I was in your dream last night, and well...
Oh, let me guess. I wasn't going to graduate college because I hadn't turned in a paper.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have that one a lot.
Okay, so even if the dream tapes don't matter to anyone but me, we have to find Henry and stop him from finding the Violet Kilmer. Whatever it does, it can't be good if he wants it so badly. And I'll ask my uncles if there's anything on the tapes I should be worried about. I mean, assuming they listened along all those years.
Maybe also ask them if they know anything about real-time breaching. Like, has anyone but Henry ever done that before?
Garvin has always told me that one of the most sacred things about dream breaching is that it's only done when you're asleep, and can sort of be monitored by the AODB.
The Ancient Order? You mentioned them on one of the tapes.
Yes. They're like the rule makers. And Henry's not doing that. He's not playing by the rules.
Who knows what other rules he's comfortable breaking?
And remember, Henry thinks he has two Kilmers stolen from the Dream Academy. One gives you the power to turn someone into a breacher, supposedly. We're assuming the direct... Helen has that one. The other one shows you Dream Breacher history.
I have that one now. I'm going to use it tonight.
I wonder why Henry would even want the history, Kilmer.
Hey, so I think I found an address for Henry Stanton. 17 Ogden Street. It looks like it's maybe 10 miles outside town.
Should we go there?
We should go there.
Come on, I'll drive. If we squeeze, we can all fit.
All right.
All right. All right.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
There he is now! Oh. The breach is open, Henry! The kid did it!
Yeah, whatever. I'm not impressed.
No.
My plans are still in place. I'm not worried.
Yeah, okay. Here's a weird thing, though. Market for Kilmers is suddenly stretched. Hardly any out there. What gives?
Interesting. Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Why are you in such a good mood?
I don't know. Just feels like the future is wide open right now. It's actually feeling like it's a good day for some fake news.
What do you mean?
All of you, so many of you anyway, you're so focused on money and cars and big fat watches or fancy clothes. But breaching was never about material things.
Oh?
It's about power.
Yeah? How do you know so much? No one ever heard of you before a few weeks ago.
Are you sure? And if that's true, do you wonder if maybe I orchestrated it that way?
Well, why would you do that? Can't be that powerful if nobody knows who you are.
Again, not sure that's true. May I present this piece of evidence?
A newspaper? Breacher news? That's not even a thing.
Or is it? Anyway, the headline there might be of interest.
Powerful young breacher making waves in New Orleans? Comes from a long line of breachers? This is dated like 10 years ago. Wait, this photo is you when you were a teenager?
I don't know. Was it?
That sure looks like it could be you.
Well, then I rest my case.
What?
Never mind.
What's that mean, a long line of breachers?
Oh, so now you're intrigued.
Whatever, Henry.
Whatever yourself. I have work to do, and I'm hardly worried about a schoolboy getting in my way.
If I was him, I'd dream my way out of having to go to school big time.
Yeah.
I'd shut down the whole building.
I think a kid would get in a lot of trouble if he did that. Hey, you might have just given me an idea.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, Henry. Sure. Whatever you say.
That's it. There. 17 Ogden Street.
It doesn't look like anyone's home.
It doesn't look like anyone even lives there. Look at all the grocery store flyers in the porch. There are a lot of them.
Come on, let's check it out. If he's not here now, maybe he was here before he turned on us and left something behind?
You guys, it's trespassing. I'll ring the bell.
Good idea.
Did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
I heard someone calling for help.
Anna.
See? That gives us a reason to have a look around, if we're being good neighbors. And look, spare key under a fake rock.
She's good at this.
Too good.
Everybody spread out and look around, but stay within shouting distance.
Okay. Okay. So, minimal furniture.
The fridge is empty.
I'm going upstairs.
I'm going to check the basement. Never mind. Spiderwebs, not doing it.
I found something!
What is it?
It's a receipt. A place called Lily's Tavern.
Never heard of it. Or, wait, maybe I have. Maybe? Anyway, where is it?
It's an address here in town, but I've never heard of the street. Fraser Street?
It's down by the water. Warehouse District. It's not a great area.
But it's the only lead we've got. We have to check it out.
I don't know about this.
Come on, Naya. We'll be together. We'll be fine.
Okay, I guess. Let's make sure we're not missing anything here, then go.
Helen, to what do I owe the pleasure?
I could ask you the same, Regina. Where is he?
Let's just say we've had a change in leadership and take it from there, okay? You know my colleague.
By reputation, sure.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Lucy. Now tell me what's going on. Something's up with the Kilner supply, and I want to know what it is.
Wouldn't know anything about that.
Nothing at all.
I do know that we have a new threat in Henry Statton, and he seeks the Violet Kilner. What do you know about this Kilner?
No one believes it exists.
Clearly he does.
What's his agenda?
Chaos.
And to take us down.
Us being...
the Ancient Order.
But why?
Some perceived wrong done to him.
And the Violet Kilner will somehow help him to take down the Order? But how?
Maybe if we told her about...
We don't know. You sure you're not hiding it somewhere? The Violet Kilner?
Of course not. What else do we know about him? He just arrived out of nowhere? No past?
That's right.
There's something you're not telling me, Regina.
You're not always the most forthcoming either, Helen.
Fine. Be that way.
Where even is this place? It's like a secret alley entrance?
Up here. Come on. This must be it.
Wait for me, guys.
Come on, Naya, hurry.
What's the password?
We don't know.
We're looking for Henry.
Can't help you. Wait. Why? What do you want with Henry?
It's complicated. Just, do you know where he's been staying these days? We know he's been here.
What kind of, clientele you got in there?
No kids, that's for sure.
Breachers?
What do you know about all that? Wait, is one of you the kid One of you must be.
Listen, if you care about the future of Breaching at all, then you'll tell us what you know about him.
You mean them?
What?
Come in, okay? But just for a minute. Henry showed up here the other night, and then another one of him showed up.
What do you mean, another one of him?
There are two of them?
Not two of them. Two of him. But I've only seen the second one the one time. Henry's been back. Alone. Sort of showing off. Real-time breaching. With a briefcase. Like you ask for a banana and he pulls one out of his briefcase.
But how?
Like, is the briefcase somehow a portal?
I've never heard of anything like that before.
His friend on the other side is himself?
I have no idea.
Do you know where we can find either of them?
I don't.
Will you call us if he turns up here again?
I don't want any trouble.
If that's true, then you'll call.
Fine. Give me a number.
Tell them about the doll, Lily!
What doll?
Yeah, what doll?
He's got a creepy doll in that case of his. I saw it. He seemed all secretive about it.
That's weird.
It is.
Anyway, thanks, Lily. I'm Naya. I'll give you my number. Hey, guys? What if the director doesn't even know? What if this is all Henry's doing and no one's even told her?
I guess it's possible.
I'm going to email her. I'll let her know I'm here if she needs me.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cashback is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
Hello?
Good afternoon. This notice is to inform you that school is currently closed due to a water main break. We're expected to resume tomorrow.
Evan!
Yeah, Mom?
That was a robocall from school. There's a water main break. They had to close the building, so no school tomorrow.
Oh, wow, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping for a good long sleep tonight, and maybe sleeping late even.
Mm.
I have this Kilner that Garvin gave me to teach me breaching history.
So you'll learn in your sleep? Nice.
Oh, I should try learning algebra while I'm sleeping too. I took some volleyball classes in my dreams and they worked.
I think dreaming algebra lessons would be sort of cheating. Unfair advantage over your classmates?
Yeah, maybe.
So this may be a silly question, but apart from the history dreams tonight, what now? What happens next now that you've reopened the breach and saved Anna?
Well, now we, all of us, Anna, Garvin, Crowley, Helen, and Naya at the Dream Academy, too. Now we have to figure out the source of this new bad breacher's powers and find a way to stop him.
What makes him special?
He can breach in real time. We don't know how. He can, like, pull things out of his briefcase on demand while he's awake.
That does sound dangerous. And you trust these people who you're expecting to help you?
I do. I mean, of course.
Well, then, good night, Evan. Be careful in there.
Always. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
Good evening, Evan.
Good evening, but who are you?
I am a tour guide generated by the Kilner. Now, should we begin your journey?
Sure. Wait, what's happening? Whoa! Oh, oh my God.
We're about to get a glimpse of the moment when Max Siren opened the breach in the golden age of piracy.
If we don't get the ship into port, I've lost the tour.
Everyone! Secure the perfume bottles below! I'll mind the sails!
Perfume bottles?
Yes. Mac was a perfumier, the best of his kind. This ship is carrying his life's work to Paris, which is where, of course, he first met his Violette.
Mac, mon chéri, calm down! It will be fine! You don't want to get so worked up that you have an episode.
What does she mean, episode?
An episode means that he'll fall asleep. You see, Mac had a condition, narcolepsy, which means that sometimes sleep just overtook him, especially in times of stress.
This looks pretty stressful.
Indeed.
Captain! The ship can't take much more! We may need to abandon! Everyone! Life jackets! Now! The ship! She's going down and we can't go with her!
But we'll never survive out there!
I'll stay with you, Violette. I'll find a way. Here! We'll both hold on to this!
Mac? Mac? Oh, no, no, no! Mac, you can't fall into sleep now! You can't! Mac!
No!
Well, let's go! Let's all climb aboard that ship! Where is it?
There's no crew! I don't understand. How did an empty ship...
Wait. Where's Violette? Violette? Violette! Oh, no. Not my Violette!
Wait. So where is Violette?
You really need me to spell it out for you.
Oh, jeez. Where are we now?
There's Max Siren again.
What's he looking for?
All of the sea glass from his beloved perfume bottles used to wash up here. So they started calling it Siren Beach. And they called the glass Sirens. They held dream energy. Mac himself found a few pieces from his most special perfume, made for his wife and bottled in violet glass. He discovered that the sea glass gave him powerful dreams. He's looking for more that might bring him dreams of his beloved departed Violette.
That's so sad.
Shall we move on then?
Yes. Yes, please.
Mm.
Where are we now?
Salem. Step lively.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Who's that?
That's Abigail Walker and one of her sons. The other son, his twin... Well, let's listen in, shall we?
Look, I made these poppets special for you, my poppet.
They're so cool, and they look just like me.
One represents you, and the other represents your brother. Even though he's not with us, we are still connected to his spirit.
Mom?
Go, hide under your bed until I come and get you.
What about the poppets?
I'll keep them safe in my pockets. Just go, hide.
Okay.
What's this all about?
Accusations have been made, ma'am.
She's a witch! She's a witch!
Look at her, with her poppet dolls, controlling everyone around her with her dark magic.
I make dolls for children. They're not magic, and they're certainly not any kind of dark magic. We only imbue them with meaning.
Witch!
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 Witch! We're warning you to change your ways or face trial.
Witch!
Witch.
What did she do? Did she change?
Well, as the story goes, she went to bed after this confrontation with the twin poppets under her pillow, and she dreamed she was put on trial for being a witch, like so many in her town had been. And when she was found guilty in the dream, she ripped open a breach and woke up. And from that moment on, the dolls contained dream power.
Whoa!
She eventually discovered that all the puppets she made out of fabric she had in her home that night also contained dream energy. She packed up her fabric and her son and whatever doll she had around and fled, and eventually settled down south.
Dream energy in fabric and in sea glass?
Indeed.
Is there more?
Fancy a trip to China.
Sure.
That's Ming Cao.
What's she painting?
She's trying to paint the face of the man who killed her parents.
Jeez, why is dream breaching history so grim?
There is power in pain.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but if you say so.
This is the night that she will dream once again that she is attempting to paint the killer's likeness. And this time, when she perfects the image in her dream, she will open a breach and bring the painting out of her dream and into reality, so that justice might be done when the killer is found.
Whoa, that's amazing.
And soon she will discover that dream energy has been trapped in the paper she was painting on, and in all the rice paper in all the books in the Empress's palace.
Rice paper? Cool.
I think we're done for now.
Yeah, that was a lot to take in.
Wait. What's this? Wait. What's this?
You can't stop us just because you don't understand us.
Who says you get to decide anyway?
We can, and we will. You're out of control.
Hey! Tour guide! Where'd you go? Well, Sigmund, I've just had quite a history lesson. Come on, Dot, let's go.
Do you dare enter the ring?
You guys, you're not gonna believe the stuff I saw last night. I used the kilner that holds lessons in breaching history, and holy cow, it's insane!
Tell us.
Tell us. I want to hear everything.
There was an era during the Golden Age of Piracy. I think that's where the ship I dreamed came from. Somehow, maybe.
Whoa.
But the captain, he had narcolepsy, and he dreamed a new ship up when his ship was sinking, and it was full of perfume bottles, and a breach was ripped open, and they all exploded.
No way.
And eventually became pieces of sea glass with dreams inside of them. They called them sirens, since his last name was Siren.
That's incredible.
And in China, a woman who lived in a palace dreamed the image of a man who murdered her parents, and she painted it in the dream and ripped open a breach when she brought the painting into reality.
That is pretty wild.
Really wild.
Anna, do you know most of this?
Some of it, yeah, but not all. I'm not sure why, but I mean, it's not like they teach breaching history in school or anything.
And even if they did, I'm homeschooled. So, I don't know. I guess I'll ask Garvin why I haven't heard a lot of it.
In one dream, about breaching during the Salem witch trials, dream energy was captured in these dolls they called poppets.
Wait, like the one the person in the tavern said Henry has?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. But it was all so long ago, there's no way a doll like that could even still exist.
It might?
Maybe if it had been kept in a museum? I don't know. Like Evan said, it's a long time. But it still wouldn't explain the real-time breaching, would it?
My head hurts.
Wait, so it's possible some of the supposed Salem witches were actually breachers? That's wild.
I know. And then at the end, there was some weird, glitchy dream. I heard music and angry voices, so I'm not sure what to make of that. Then I woke up.
Did you have a dream about me? My mom and me, I mean. How I was born?
I didn't. Oh, hey, I had a dream that you went to school with us, actually, and went to a school dance the other night. But last night, no.
We should go to the real dance next week.
No, thank you.
Why not? All that stuff sounds, I don't know, fun to me. I've been thinking I might be ready to move on from homeschooling. I mean, regular school is just so normal, you know?
That's one word for it. But a school dance is something different entirely.
I just assumed we'd all go. There's power in numbers.
Anyway, Anna, I guess when you were born, it was happening in reality and wasn't part of Dream Breacher history yet.
That makes sense, I guess. But, well, if you use it again and you see it, me, you'll tell me?
Of course.
You guys, I'm gonna go. I wanna ask the uncles about some of this stuff.
Let us know what they say.
I will, for sure. Bye. Should we play skee-ball? It always helps you think, Evan.
Great idea, Emmy. Let's do it.
Kilner's here. Dreams for sale. Get them while I still have them.
Hey, friend. Any sign of a Violet Kilner?
I haven't seen it. Don't want to.
Well, if you find it and send it my way, I'll make you more powerful than you've ever dreamed.
Sure, man. I'll keep an eye out.
Here, for your trouble. Catch.
Looks like an Akron to me.
You know your stuff. If you come across the real one, I'd like that too.
Sure. Why the history dreams, though?
I was hoping the history Kilner would confirm a theory about people close to me.
So, if this doll somehow allows him to have a sort of dream twin, then we just have to take away the doll.
Even if we get the doll, he's still going to be troubled. He's still a breacher.
Well, if there's a Kilner out there that can turn someone into a breacher, maybe there's a Kilner that does the opposite. One that can take someone's powers away?
I haven't heard of one, but I guess it's possible. Oh, by the way, I still have the Kilner that came back in Will's retainer that I dreamed up for him. We still don't know what that one does.
You could look it up in the book if it hadn't been stolen.
Another reason to find Henry, who is the likely culprit.
I mean, I could dream with it. See what happens?
I don't know, Evan. Sounds risky.
I agree.
Okay, I'll wait. We'll try to find out more about it first.
Hey, Thomas?
Anna. Where have you been? We hardly see you.
I was with Evan and his friends. The Dream Academy was robbed, and all these tapes I recorded of my dreams when I was little were taken. Except for, like, 5, which I now have.
Oh, wow. Well, that is a strange turn of events, for sure.
Did you, like, listen to them, or listen along as I made them when I was little? I mean, did you hear anything ever that I should be worried about? Like, something someone could use against me? I don't know.
I left all that to Garvin, for the most part. You know that?
Right.
There's something I want to talk to you about, though. I was looking for something in the filing cabinet where we keep our important papers, and I found something wedged behind a drawer that I thought you should see.
What is it?
On the table. I guess Garvin wanted to keep it, but didn't want you or me to know, but I felt like now... Well, have a look. It's a legal document, dated 12 years ago. It's signed by your father. It says he won't provide any financial support for you because there's no evidence you are his child.
I don't understand. He told me he's been spending years looking for me and trying to protect me. That was all a lie?
I'm sorry, Anna. I don't know much about Crowley, but I'm not surprised.
How long have you known about this?
I only just found...
You know what? It doesn't matter. Anyway, if he thinks he doesn't owe me anything, then I don't owe him anything either.
I'm sorry, Anna. I feel like I should have told you that we knew or suspected that your mother was alive, so I'm through keeping secrets from you.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for being the only person who is telling me the truth.
You know, I'll always be here for you, no matter what you need. I know I'm not a breacher, but...
I'm glad you're not a breacher.
Honestly, I am too. Garvin will be upset I showed this to you. I should put it back.
I'll try not to mention it, but...
Do what you have to do, Anna. I'll understand.
Hey, have you ever gone out there, maybe with Garvin, to her old workshop?
No, Anna, and you shouldn't either. There's nothing there.
I'm gonna head up to bed. Maybe listen to some of these old dreams.
Good night.
Mom! Dad! I'm home!
We're in the kitchen.
Hey, Dot! I missed you too!
Take a seat, Evan.
What's wrong?
I found this when I was picking up around the house earlier. On your nightstand.
It's another Kilner.
There was a note. Here.
You're called to appear before the Ancient Order of Dream Breachers. The Kilner will bring you to us tonight.
Tonight? What does it mean, Evan?
What do they want?
Honestly, I couldn't even begin to guess.